So how's everyone? Everyone doing good?
Good.
Amen. Again, it's the first Sunday of the month, and as usual, ako yung matatoka. And you know, for the past few days, it's been raining. It's been pouring with hard rain. So good thing we have a good weather today. And and it's good. We have this chance again to study and understand the Lord's word. So for this month, we have a new theme. The theme for our month is actually, remember, the month of May is about Mother's Day. So our theme for the church is about Mother's Day, parenting, and relationship. But with regards to this message, the theme of my message will be with regards to courage, dedication, divine timing, and of God's supreme love. So the title of our message for today is For Such a Time as This. And we will try to understand some lesson from the life of Esther. So who among you are familiar with Esther? Yung kapitbahay, no? Is it your neighbor? No, si Esther, isa sa mga Old Testament character. And since it's Mother's Day this month, I decided, you know, why not try to look on the life of somebody, of a woman that has been used by God. And ito nga yung pag-aaralan natin. This is what we're going to study for this afternoon. And my text will be coming from the entire book of Esther. You know, most of the time we struggle with few verses, but I was contemplating on this message and I was trying to, you know, evaluate kaya ko ba mag-discuss about a certain verse in the book, but I kind of find it hard if I'm not going to discuss the entire book. So for today, our inspiration, we will try to draw inspiration from the life of Esther. Esther is a woman of beauty. Listen to this. Esther is a woman of beauty, wit, and courage. Tingnan nyo nga yung katabi ninyo, baka si Esther yan. We will try to understand how a simple woman can be used by a mighty God. And for my proposition, God can turn adversity to victory. We will try to understand and we will try to prove it. And we will understand also, God favors those who favor Him. So pag nagbigay daw tayo ng favor sa Lord, He will return the favor to us. And lastly, God's protection sets no bound. So brother, what do you mean by that? Later, we will discuss about it. But before we do, let's come to the Lord in prayer first. Let's bow our head and close our eyes. Our Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity, Lord, that you brought us here to study your word. Lord, we pray that you will provide us with a simple message. We are praying, Lord God, that you will be the one to deliver your word. Lord, help us to see the beauty of life according to the way you see it. And speak to us, Lord God, and be the messenger. We are asking for a simple message that will impact our life in a mighty way. And Lord, we pray that you will be glorified in our midst. I personally pray, Lord God, that use me only, Lord, as a footstool. And cover me, Lord God, at the back of your cross. All the glory belongs to you, Lord God. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So again, as I mentioned to you, we will try to discuss, okay, so 4:20 will start. We will try to learn the book of Esther, and I will try to compress it in a short period of time. But before I do, let me give you some background first about the book of Esther, okay? The book of Esther, by the way, you will find it in the Old Testament. And this is one of the two books in the Bible. Remember, the Bible is composed of several books. This is one of the two books in the Bible which the name of God has never been mentioned. OK? Okay, so if you were going to look for the word God or the name of God in this book, you will not find it. And along with that is the book of Solomon. So those are the two books in the Bible that you cannot find or it did not mention the word or the name of God. You know, the ruler who is featured in this book, in the book of Esther, is mentioned 175 times. But God is never mentioned. And yet, to any reader of this book who reads and understanding, God is the main character of this book. The fingerprint of God is all throughout sin in the book of Esther. So if you're going to read it, you will not find or you will not see the word or the name of God. But as you read it, the entire, from chapter 1 up to chapter 10, you will see how God works in this entire book. God is putting himself on display in amazing ways, even though his name is not mentioned. The book of Esther is classified as one of the history book. Okay? So let me set that clear. The book of Esther is a history book. So we will try to understand history this afternoon. Okay, so what's the difference? You know, remember the book of Psalms? The book of Psalms is a book of songs. Right? The book of Proverbs is a book of Proverbs. The letter to the Epistle, it's a letter. But the book of Esther, it's a historical book. So it's a story. We will try to understand this story. And based on that story, we will try to draw some lesson. The book of Esther is a story about a young woman or a young lady or a young girl who rises from obscurity to become a queen. So from rags to riches. So mala Cinderella, it's just like a Cinderella story. The identity of the author is unknown. However, according to biblical scholars, the writer is probably a Jewish and lived in Persia at that time. Because of the details, assumption is said that the book of Esther was written shortly after the reign of Ahasuerus. You know what? To make it more easier to pronounce, is equally known as King Xerxes. Okay, so King Xerxes. No earlier than 465 BC or before Christ. The theme of the book shows the narrative demonstration of God's providence and sovereignty in a situation that is hopeless. So if you are hopeless right now, it is a good book to read. Sino sa inyo mga hopeless dyan? Taas ang kamay. Huwag naman mga hopeless romantic. Pero those who are hopeless, this is a good book. Because this will give us encouragement. Just like what I mentioned, if you would like to find the book of Esther, you could find that after Nehemiah and before the book of Job in the Old Testament. So that is some background about the book. Let me give you some background about the time. Okay, it is important for us to understand this. Remember the 9 stages in the Old Testament? Do you still recall? There are 9 stages, right? Pag sinabi natin 9 stages, when we say stages, 9 periods, kapanahunan. Okay, in Tagalog, kapanahunan. 9 stages, 9 periods, whatever you call it, but there are 9 stages. You know, remember the creation stage? This is the first stage. Dito nagsimula, this is the beginning. And then the patriarchal stage, that is the stage where the fathers, right? Sila Abraham, sila Noah. And then the Exodus stage, where Moses help the people to exit out of Egypt. And then the conquest stage with, who was that? I forgot. Yung kanang kamay, that the right hand of Moses, si Joshua, right? And then after the conquest stage, the judges stage. The judges stage, sila Samson. At that time, there's still no king in the Old Testament. Wala pang king, there's no king yet. The first king was introduced in the United Kingdom stage. Who is the first king? Alam ng mga anak ko to, si King, no, third king yun, si Saul. Diba? And then after Saul, si King David. And then yung son niya, si King Saul. So that was the introduction of king. Dahil nag-request yung mga taga-Israel. The Israelites requested for a king and God gave them a king, right? And then after the United Kingdom stage, naging divided because nagkaroon ng chaotic, di ba? The chaotic stage, nag-away-away. The Israelites were divided into two kingdoms, the northern and the southern kingdom. And then after that, they have been captives by the Babylonians, right? Because away-away kayo, you fight each other, let me capture you. So then na-capture sila ng Babylonian. And then the last stage, after they have been, you know, the Babylonian captive captured the Israelites, and then there was a savior, which is the Persian. So inaway ng Persian ang mga Babylonian, and then they won. And then after that, the Persian under King Darius led the Israelites to go back to their own place. That's the reason why they called it return stage. And then after the return stage, 400 years, here comes the New Testament. Of course, we're not going to discuss that, but I'm going to tell you the book of Esther happens in the return stage. Okay? It didn't happen in the creation stage. It didn't happen in the other stage. It happened during the time when the Israelites, after being captive, they are going back to their own Jerusalem. But remember, not all Israelites went back. So this is the time when Esther happened. And Esther happened in 478 to 464 BC. Okay? So let me give you now, that's about kanina, about the book. This is about the time. And let me give you about the situation. It is very important, again, just go with me. Sandali lang. I'm just simply giving you some background. And then later on, you will see the significance of understanding this in the book of Esther. So that red mark here, this is year 00. Going back, it's before Christ. That's the reason why it's BC. Going after is AD, after death. Okay? So in 550 BC, before Christ, like what I've said, the Persian conquered the Greece. And then on 539, Persian conquered the Babylonian. Okay? Remember, during the chaotic kingdom, the Babylonian conquered the Israelites, but the Persian tried to save them. Okay? And then on 490 BC, the Persian had been defeated by Athenians. So it's always fighting, you know? They win, and then they lost, and they win, and then they lost. And then on 486 BC, King Xerxes takes the throne, okay? But on 490 BC, when the Persian have been defeated, Darius, the father of King Xerxes, has been defeated. And that's the reason why when King Xerxes sit on the throne, the first thing that he would like to do is to avenge the loss of his father. And on 481 BC, Xerxes is ready to attack. And 480 BC, just one year, this is the time the book of Esther came about. This is the story. Okay? So, the year was 480 BC, and a massive Persian army marched with determination to face rebel forces of Athens and Greece. Talagang they want to rebel so that para tawag, mapagigantihan. Sa English naman pagigantihan. To revenge the loss of King Darius, si King Xerxes. Asian sources number the Persian at a million soldiers. Remember how many soldiers there? There are a million soldiers. And at that time, the Persian empire stretched from modern-day Libya and Africa all the way to Pakistan. That's how big the empire is. Remember? Libya, Africa, and Pakistan, all that is the empire of the Persian. It was the largest empire in history and the second great empire after the Babylonian Empire. And like what I have said, on 550 BC, initially the Greeks had conquered the Persian under Darius, and that would be 550 BC. 539, the Persian had conquered Babylonian, and Persian had settled the dominion in the Middle Eastern world, and it lasted for 200 years. 490 BC, Darius' armies had been defeated. First time that they had been defeated by the Athenians in the famous battle of Marathon in 490. So in rage, Darius was determined to subdue his Greek enemies. He amasses a great army and he's going back to Greece to fight back and to win the battle again. But it didn't happen because King Darius died. After he died, King Xerxes, his son, pumalit sa kanya, replaced him. And then 486 BC, King Xerxes is now ready to avenge the loss of his father. He wants to go back to Greece to fight back, so he will avenge the father. And this is the first chapter of Esther. Dito natin, this is what we could see in the first chapter of Esther. So King Xerxes gets together to get vengeance on Greece for what they did during the father's reign. He gets together an army of 250,000 men, and they are preparing. And again, this is what I would like to discuss, the whole situation, what happened during that time. Okay, so if you have your Bible with you, let's try to understand this chapter by chapter. And then at the end, we will try to draw the lessons that we could get out of it. Chapter 1, the king's party. Remember, on 480 BC, King Xerxes gathered all the men. They are not yet fighting Greece. Hindi pa sila pumupunta sa Greece. What are they doing? They are doing some party. You know, according to first chapter of Esther, this event happened in the days of King Xerxes in the third year of his reign. There was a first, how do you pronounce it? Banquet?
Banquet,
right? So there was a first banquet, and it happens during the third year of King Xerxes' reign. And did you know that this banquet lasted for 180 days? That's how long it is. And this banquet is for nobles, officials, and officers, and princes. And then after 180 days, there is a second banquet that King Xerxes ordered. And this second banquet only lasted for 7 days. And this is for everyone. Yung first banquet for the military officer. The second banquet is for everyone. And the reason why they're celebrating is they are making some plan for the war that they're going to do with Greece. So hindi pa si, they haven't fought the war yet, but they are already celebrating. Ganun sila. That's what they're doing. Nagse-celebrate na sila, pero hindi pa sila nakipag-battle. They haven't fought the battle, but they are already celebrating. And there is also a third banquet on the first chapter, and this was a banquet that was made by Queen Vashti. Si Queen Vashti is the first new queen ni King Xerxes. Pani mag-asawa sila. And according to the description, the banquet is very beautifully decorated. There is abundant wine. There is no limit. Remember, 180 days, nag-iinuman lang sila. Drinking spree, unlimited. According to, if you're going to read chapter 1, verse 7, drinks were served in gold goblets of many designs, and there was an abundance of royal wine reflecting the king's generosity. By edict of the king, no limits were placed on the drinking. So, imagine that 180 days, siguro tuwan-tuwa na ang dati ko, no? Kung sasama siya doon sa inuman. Right? But that's how it is. So, there was a banquet, there was a party, okay? I just simply want you to picture that party, okay? And then the reason why they're partying is because they're trying to celebrate before they fought the war. Imagine, hindi pa sila nanalo, they are already celebrating. And then, during the same chapter, what happened is, King Xerxes, habang nagiinom sila, while they were drinking, he asked one of his right hand, sabi niya ganon, "Can you call my wife, the Queen Vashti? And I want her to show up in the middle, wearing the crown." Imagine, lasing na yung mga tao, they are all drunk, and he is basically asking the queen to show up. And the reason for that, because Queen Vashti is so beautiful, he wants everyone to glaze, you know, yung itsura ng kanya. Siguro pinagmamalaki niya. He's boasting, you know, the pretty looks of his wife. But apparently, Queen Vashti denied. Ayaw niya, sabi niya, I'm not going. You know, but you know what? Some historians said, okay? This is not proven yet, but there are speculation that the king asked Queen Vashti to show up in the midst of all the drinking spree of all the military soldiers, only wearing the crown. Siguro, feeling ni Queen Vashti, nababastusan siya because the king want to show up, you know, besides, it's all lasing na, you know, all the people are all drunk. So what happened, eventually, the queen denied, and then the king get furious. Nagalit yung king, diba? He went mad. And then the king consulted his wise advisor, and then tinanong niya yung mga advisor niya, ano, what will I do with Queen Vashti? Ang sabi ng isang mga consultant niya, this should not happen. Because if we are going to allow Queen Vashti not to show up here, she would be she would set an example, and other queens or other ladies in their nation will do the same thing. And then sinuggest ng consultant niya, the consultant suggested, depose her. Paalisin na. And then magpalit na lang kayo ng queen. So ano ginawa ng king? King Xerxes agreed. So ang ginawa, dinipose niya si Queen Vashti. Dinivorce niya. Umalis ka na sa karyan ko. No, leave my palace. That's what happened on chapter 1. On chapter 2, here comes our main character, si Esther. Okay, so remember, there's a king, but there's no queen. Here comes Esther. So who is Esther? Esther is a Jewish descendant. He's also called Hadassah, a very beautiful and lovely daughter of Abihail, eventually adopted by Mordecai, his cousin. Okay? So King Xerxes, anger subdued, and remember Queen Vashti. Nawala na yung galit ni King Xerxes, nawala na yung galit niya. This is after 2 years, okay? After 2 years, they lost the battle, he went back to the palace, and he remembered Queen Vashti. Okay, and then the personal assistant advised him to search for a beauty queen. And sabi nung personal advisor, ni King Xerxes, okay, you don't have a queen. Maghanap tayo ng papalit. Let's find a replacement. So, nag-conduct sila ng beauty contest. No, I'm serious. They conducted a beauty contest and telling all yung mga nasasakupan nila, all the nations under their empire to disseminate the information that they want all the women to come to the palace and apply to become the queen. That's what happened. Yun yung in-advise ng personal assistant ng king. And then the king agreed. Okay? You can find that in verse 23. Sabi yan ganon sa king, let us search an empire to find a beautiful young virgins for the king. Verse 3, let the king appoint agents. Nakita nyo, may agents pa. Parang talaga naghahanap ng beauty queen. Let's appoint an agent in every province to bring this beautiful young woman into the royal harem at the fortress of Susa. Haggai, the king's eunuch, in charge of the harem, will see that they are given beauty treatments. After that, young woman who most pleases the king will be made queen instead of Queen Vashti. Okay, so there is a beauty pageant. Talaga may mga agent pa. Tapos papagandahin daw. So, there is this two person. Ito yung hero natin. Si Mordecai and si Esther. Si Mordecai, magpinsan sila. They are cousin. But si Mordecai is probably 15 years old. Older than his cousin, na si Esther. And they are both Jews. Remember, the Persian conquered the Greece, and then the Persian told the Israelites to go back. Pero hindi sila bumalik. And these are some of them, si Mordecai and si Esther. So Mordecai is the son of Jair, tribe of Benjamin, and the descendant of Kish. Esther was brought to Haggai at first harem because of this decree. Then, what happened? Haggai was very impressed with Esther and treated her kindly. Nakita niya si Esther, he saw Esther, and he was so impressed. Napakaganda. Kamukha ni Mrs. Ko. Sabi niya nun. Diba? So, Haggai was so impressed. Esther kept his nationality and family background secret. Though, dinala si Esther sa palace, pero hindi niya sinabi na siya ay Jew. Tinago nila yun as a secret. Okay? So, let's try to understand what happened here. So, Esther along with other women undergo, listen to this, 1 year pre-beauty preparation. Ang tabi mo, 1 year pre-pation? Sabi nun eh, 1 year pre-beautification. But this is the catch. Okay, this is the catch. At 6 months, papabanguhin, no, you will see that, siguro kung babasahin pa natin, you will see that, okay, here, on verse 12, before each young woman was taken to the king's bed, but that's the catch. Ito nga sinasabi ko sa inyo. After 1 year, one by one, the lady will be sleeping with the king. Okay? She was given, before each young woman was taken to the king's bed, she was given a prescribed 12 months of beauty treatment. Verse 12. 6 months with oil of myrrh, followed by 6 months with special perfumes and ointment. You could find that in verse 12. Imagine that. Pre-spa for 1 year. And what is the grand prize? The grand prize is the king, the palace. So talagang madami. There were so many ladies that line up with this beauty contest. Okay. Esther, along with other women, undergo 1 year beauty preparation. The king, day after day, will sleep with each woman to pick a queen. You know, not necessarily will always sleep. Probably, iba, you know, he will just see and then go back. Parang gano'n, pagka hindi gusto ng king. King was delighted with Esther and made her queen and celebrate. Esther was brought to Shagas at the second harem because once you have been chosen, you will be put on the second harem. And then, nung naging queen na si Esther, he appointed Mordecai to become one of the palace official. Okay? Remember, they are just Jews. Napili si Esther, and then nung naging queen na si Esther, they appointed Mordecai, his cousin, na nag-alaga sa kanya na maging palace official. Wala pa doon yung pinaka-main topic natin. You know, that's just only the story. And then what happened? On chapter 2, cousin Mordecai, yung cousin ni Esther, saves the king. How did he save the king? One day, when he was working inside the palace, he overheard two palace guards na nagpa-plot to kill the king. Sabi nga nun ng dalawang palace guard, patayin natin yung hari. Patayin natin sa kilite. Sabi nga gano'n. And narinig nyo the cousin Mordecai overheard it. So, wala, ang ginawa ni Mordecai, chinuchu doon sa queen. He squealed to the queen. To Queen Esther, sabi niya, yung dalawang palace guard, they are making a plot to kill the king. And then, you know, to make the long story short, those two palace guards, they were investigated, those two palace guards that's plotting to kill the king, and they were found out to be guilty. And then they were executed. The king commanded that, Mordecai overheard the plot of those two angry eunuchs assassinating the king, and Mordecai informed the queen, and the queen informed the king. Mordecai was credited, and his story was recorded on the history book. During that time, the king is making some diary. May diary yung king. They always write everything in the diary. How many things that they conquered, what are the things that happened to the king? They wrote it in the diary or in that history book. But this time, when he was dead, it was written. Okay, That's chapter 2. That remaining chapter is so quick. And then, here comes the bile. Kung meron tayo, if there's a hero, there's a bile. Here comes Haman. Haman was promoted by king to be the highest official. Kumbaga sa siya yung prime minister. Siya yung ministry of defense. Haman was a son, he was an Agagai. The king commanded that all officials bow down to Haman. Si Haman, hindi siya Jew. Okay? Kaaway siya ng mga Jews. Si Haman. He's an enemy of the Jews. And one of the commandments of the king is that every time that Haman, his prime minister, you know, the defense secretary ng kanyang military, every time that Haman will pass by, everyone will bow down. So magbabow down. But this is where the thing happened. Mordecai refused to bow down. Sabi ni Mordecai, I will only bow down to God. And I'm not going to bow down to anyone. Sabi niya ganon. So the palace official questioned Mordecai regarding his refusal to bow down and eventually reported his nationality and conduct to Haman. So nalaman din Haman. Haman eventually found out the true identity of Mordecai. So Haman, the bad guy, found out the background of Mordecai. Haman, filled with rage, looked for a way to destroy the Jews. Haman approached the king, lumapit siya doon sa king, requesting favor to destroy all the Jews. Sabi ni Haman, the bad guy, to the king, you are going to let me kill all the Jews, I will give you a portion of their property. 5,000 sacks of something, I will give it to the national security. Or treasury, I mean. Sabi niya ganon. I will give it 10,000 large sacks of silver in exchange for a signed decree. Yun ang sabi ni Haman. Yun ang request niya, nung bad guy. So what happened? The king agreed. Sabi ng king, oh, sige, bahala ka. This is what you want. Write a decree authorizing anyone to kill the Jews. But nung nagtas sila ng lots, when they, you know, siguro nagtas sila ng dice, ang lumabas, they will kill the Jews next year, March 7. Okay? The dates are important. They are going to kill the Jews next year on the exact day of March 7 because they are doing some lots and that is what resulted on the draw of the lots. The king agreed to Haman's plan and the decree was written authorizing them to kill the Jews. The property of the Jews will be rewarded, listen to this, to the person who killed them. So, example, you kill the Jew, the property of the Jews will be given to you. Sabi ni Haman. So that decree was given. That was chapter 3. Chapter 4, so nalaman ngayon ni Mordecai. And since Mordecai is a Jew, he got afraid. And what did Mordecai do? He was so depressed, and what happened? He tagged some help. Sabi niya kay Queen Esther, "Tumama naman kami. Tag-tip tayo dito eh." Diba? Tinag niya siya. Parang wrestling, diba? Ikaw naman. So humingi siya. So Mordecai, after learning the decree, went on mourning. After learning the decree, he went on mourning. Ano yung sabi ng mourning? Nagluksak. No, he did some mourning. He tore his clothes, put some burlap, and went to the city and cried out loud in a bitter wail. So there was a great mourning in the Jews that take place after hearing the decree. You know, imagine how many Jews during that time, and when they have heard the decree, they all mourned. They all felt sad, right? And then, na-found out ni Queen Esther. Sabi ni Queen Esther, what's wrong with my cousin Mordecai? So he sent a person to Mordecai and then sabi niya to sa person, can you ask my cousin what's wrong with him? And then Mordecai told him about the whole thing. He told him about what the decree and he gave him a copy. He gave her a copy of that decree. So Queen Esther ordered one of his attendants to find out, and that's what Mordecai told her. Queen Esther informed. Okay, let's try to read this because this is the You know, if you're going to read this whole book, this is basically, sabi nga nila yung parang ito na yung climax of the whole book. This will be on chapter 4. Let's read it. I'd like to read it on chapter 4. This is where we're going to draw most of the lessons that we could learn. So on verse 7 of chapter 4, it says here, Mordecai told him the whole story, including the exact amount of the Jews Haman had to promise into the royal treasury for destruction. And then Mordecai gave a copy of the decree issued at Susa, they called that decree the death of the Jews. He asked Esther to talk to the king and explain to them the situation and beg for mercy. Okay? And this is what Esther replied. So, si Esther, in return, sinabihan niya yung katiwala Esther, this is what Esther said. All the king's official and even the people in the province know that anyone who appears before the king in the inner court without being invited is doomed to die unless the king holds out of his gold scepter. And the king has not called for me to come to him for 20 days. So what did Esther say? Alam ng lahat na kung sino man ang pupunta sa hari na hindi pinapatawad, ipapapatay. Anyone who goes to the king without being invited by the king, he or she will be executed to death. And then Esther said to Mordecai, I have not been called by the king yet for 30 days. So that is one of the problems. And then Mordecai replied back, and this is where I got my title. And listen to this. This is the best response that I've heard from Mordecai. Sabi ni Mordecai, don't think for a moment that because you're in the palace, you will escape when all the Jews were killed. Huwag mong isipin na alam mo na nasa loob ka ng palace, ligtas ka. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place. If you're not going to open your mouth, and if you're not going to help us, somebody might help us. That is what Mordecai said. But you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this. Hindi natin alam, baka kaya ka naging queen dahil sa kagaya ng panahon ito. And that is the title of our message. For such a time as this. So what happened? After na-consensya si Esther, he talked to the king. Okay? So chapter 5, the queen requested the king. So the queen approached the king. Sabi niya ganoon, nagpunta si Esther dun sa king, even though he's not yet invited, he goes to the king and then asks for the king. They were fasting at that time, and then Esther came to the king, and then the king asked Esther, what can I do? Sabi ng king sa kanya, I will give you half of my kingdom, just tell me. Sabi ng king. And then sabi ni Esther, can you just simply attend and Haman to my banquet? So nagsend na naman ng party si Esther. Nung nagpunta siya doon sa king, inas niya yung king to go back. Okay, and then that same night, on that same day, where is it? Chapter 5. Queen Esther decided to enter the inner court's place, and then the king welcomed Esther and promised to grant any of her requests. Esther asked the king, along with Haman, for a banquet. And then during this banquet, the king inquired same thing to Esther. And then Esther said, sabi yung ganon, so nagpunta na si Haman and then the king on that banquet and then the king asked him again and then sabi ni Esther, King, bukas ko na lang sasabihin sa'yo. I'll tell it to you tomorrow. So yung first banquet na that Esther said, pinapunta niyo si Haman tsaka yung king pero hindi niya sinabi yung dahilan. And then, nung umuwi na, when Haman went home, he was happy. But he saw Mordecai on doing his duty on the palace gate. And still, hindi nagbabaw down sa kanya, nagalit siya. Haman gets so upset, And then he went to his family and made a plot to kill Mordecai. Sabi ni Haman, I am so frustrated with this guy and I would ask the king to give his life to me. So what did Haman do? Kumuha siya ng pole. Ano ba yung pole? Yung parang bamboo na mahaba na may tusok. It's just like you use when you're...
Spear,
like a spear. 75 foot something, a spear. And then he said to his wife, I will ask the king for Mordecai's life. So at that same night, okay, same night, the king, hindi makatulog. Could not sleep. The king could not sleep. Okay, medyo mahaba na story. The king could not sleep. I'm going to shortcut it now. The king could not sleep. Hindi na makatulog yung king. So ang ginawa ng king, what the king said, can you bring me the book, the history book? Babasa mo yung history book. Remember the history book? Ano yung nakasulat doon? One of the things that was written on the history book, Mordecai saves the king. Hindi makatulog yung king. Sabi niya, can you read me the history book? And one of the, you know, in so many passages, the reader, yun lang nabasa, that Mordecai saves the king. And then the king said to the person, did we do something to Mordecai to reward him? Sabi yan ganon. The king asked the yung mga takuha niya, yung the people, the person, the personal assistant, did we give him a reward? And then the personal assistant said no. And then that is exactly the same time Haman bringing his foe coming to the palace gate. And then the king saw Haman. And then the king asked the person, who is this person coming? And sabi niya, it's Haman. Sabi niya ganon. And then call him. So tinawag niya si Haman. Sabi niya kay Haman, give me a suggestion. What will I do to a person who saves the king? So akala nito Haman, you know, Haman thought all the way it was him. Diba? So sabi niya ganon, the best thing to do, king, is to put him a robe, put him something, and then walk him all throughout the city, shouting, you know, this is what the king will do to somebody that will help him. Because he was thinking of himself. So sabi ng king, okay, excellent, do it to Mordecai. Remember, Haman was so mad to Mordecai, and now Haman will do some favor to Mordecai. So what happened? Haman put the robe and something, and then he put it on the horse, and then talagang kinarin. And he was shouting, this is what the king will do to a person that will do something for the king. And then going back, he was so upset. He was so upset because he came to the palace to kill Mordecai, but it turns out that he gave honor to Mordecai. But the story doesn't end there. So he went back to his wife, and then the wife said, if he is a Jew, you cannot fight him. You better surrender. And then here comes the second banquet next day. Remember, Esther asked the king for the king and Haman to attend the second banquet? And then on the second banquet, the king asked Esther, what do you want? And then Esther said, if you find favor to the queen, can you spare our lives and my people? What Mordecai requested. And sabi ng king, who is this person who would like to kill you? And then he said, that guy, Haman, wants to kill us and my people. And then by that same night, the king was so upset, he went to the palace garden, and he talagang nanggagaling na siya, he wants to kill. And then what happens, the queen was left with Haman, and Haman was begging. Nakaupo yung queen, and then Haman approached the queen and asking for mercy. Here comes the king entering. He thought that Haman is inaasol yung queen. And then the king said, are you going to kill the queen in front of my eyes? By that, he ordered, you know, the soldiers to put to execute Haman at that same time. So that same night, Haman was executed on the same pole that he created for Mordecai. See how the story goes? And then on chapter 8, remember, the problem is not yet finished. Remember, the problem is not yet finished. You know, yung interesting, hindi pa tapos. Remember, there was a decree that will happen next year, March 7. Remember, the decree of the king cannot be broken. So whether the person who made the decree is a bad person, the decree that has been signed by the king will still push through. So there's a problem. You know, that same night when Haman was executed, the property of Haman was given to Esther and the signet ring of the king, you know, important thing, was given to Mordecai. And Mordecai was given the highest position in the palace. And then they request on chapter 8, Mordecai requests the king, and requested Esther and the king if he could counter the decree. But sabi ng king, sorry, I cannot break the decree. Sabi ang ganon, okay, in order for us to solve this problem, I will give you a chance to come up with your own decree. And did you know what decree that Mordecai created? He said, on the decree that Mordecai prepared, it was written there that the Jews will be entitled to defend themselves for anyone who would kill them. So, ibig sabihin, on March 7, the people who will kill the Jews can now defend themselves. Hindi pwedeng tanggalin, you know, the decree to kill the Jews cannot be broken anymore. But another decree was provided in order for them to defend themselves. And to make the long story short, on chapter 9, the Jews' victory, they won. Instead of they will be lost, they won. Mas marami pa silang napatay na non-Jews. Because of their defense, they were able to kill more than. And then on, this is what, if you are familiar with the Jews, they have this called Festival of Purim. And this is in commemoration of that to them. They have come up with this two-day event in Israel that they will celebrate what had happened, and they call that the Festival of Purim. And in verse 10, sources and Mordecai achievements has been written on history books. Okay, that's the story. So, what's the point? Why do you have to inform this story? Because we want to draw some lessons out of it. And this is the lesson. And this is going to be quick. I started 4:20. I'll try to finish it before. What is the lesson we learned from this story? Number one. Lesson number one, recognize that God has a purpose in our life. God always has a better plan. You know, though sometimes it looks like that this is not according to what we expect, we can always count on God, that God is on top of everything. Remember Mordecai and Esther? They were just simply orphans. But eventually, God has a better plan for them. Things might be different now. Uncertainty, you know, is shadowing the things that we see. But at the end, we can continue to follow God, and everything will always turn out to be good. Mordecai nailed it when he said, you know, this is what Mordecai, for if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your father's family will perish, and you know, but that you have come to the royal palace for such a time as this. You know, God loves the Jewish people, and he didn't create Esther's beauty and finesse for her and her alone. So tingin niyo ba, kaya pinaganda si Esther para sa kanyang kagandahan lang? May purpose ang Lord doon? Kaya yung mga kagandahan ninyo, may purpose ang Lord doon? Diba? Huwag niyo isipin na, okay, ako maganda para nang makapag-tiis na magandang dami. There's a purpose for your beauty. You know? You know, a classic mistake. Many people get so high and mighty that they lose sight of the blessing of God and the purpose of God. You know, pagka nandun na tayo sa tugatog ng ano, ng achievement natin, sometimes we forget the purpose. You know, we tend to forget God. Remember, everything that we have is for God's perusal, God's use. So kung bakit kayo nandito ngayon, it's because of God. Kung bakit ka maganda ngayon, dahil because of God. Because kung bakit meron kang natatamasa ngayon, it's because of God's purpose. It is not for you. You know, it's good if we could enjoy it, but just like, you know, Esther is so pretty. You know, hindi lang siya brains. Di ba? Hindi lang siya, pero meron din siyang we are made for a reason. We are not just ordinary person. If you are a nanny, listen to me. You are a nanny representing Christ. We are not just an ordinary factory worker. We are representative of Christ in the place where we are working. You know, Jesus needs to be seen in our life. We are a place where we are just, you know, we are not in a place just to exist. Hindi tayo nandito para mag-exist at magwala. You know, time will come, lahat tayo mamamatay, whether you like it or not. But, you know, the person that doesn't realize his purpose, wawa naman kayo. You will be so sorry about that. Yeah. The way we can understand how things are used and being operated is if we look after the manual from the inventor. Remember, di ba? When we are going to use an aparato, you know, paano bang gamitin itong aparato na to? Normally, you would go to the manual. You know, you will go back to the inventor and ask the inventor, hey, do you invent this? What's this for? What's the purpose? How does it operate? And same thing with us. We are invented by God. In order for us to know our purpose, let's ask him, Lord, why did you make me? And what is my purpose here? Right? So that, let's go back to the Creator. Second, we need to capture our divine moments and opportunity. What do you mean? As believers, there is no such thing as accidents. Kung may sipre mo, accidente lang, bakit ako nandito? No, or it's a coincidence. God's timing is always providential. Esther's divine moment of providence came by accepting her responsibility to go to the king. You know, however, Mordecai was clear when he said to Esther that she could be one of those who saved, he could be the one who saved the people or not. God will use you only if you're ready and if he will find, or else he will find you. Ano sabi ni Mordecai? If you're not going to save us, God will find somebody to save us. Kung hindi mo kami tutulungan, may ibang tutulong. If you're not going to help me, somebody will help us. Right? So, why not? What's stopping us? Right? What's stopping us? When we lose our sight connecting our blessing with God's purpose, we lose sight of ever being used by God. We need to understand the reason of our blessing. Why we are and where we are. Diba? Bakit ba tayo nandito? You know the biblical definition of blessing? Alam niyo ba ibig sabihin ng blessing? What blessing means? You know the meaning? Blessing is enjoying, experiencing, and lastly, extending God's goodness. If we are just enjoying and experiencing, it's not blessing. Blessing, it needs to be extended. Okay? It needs to be extended as well. What we need to do is to be sensitive in God's leading, to be in tune with God. You could, you know, there are only three things that you could do it. You could either do it in God's way, you could do it your way, or do it, or not do it at all. Diba to naman eh? You could either huwag mo na lang gawin, or maybe some other person will do. But why would you, you know, why would you choose that? Number three, deliverance is prepared and accomplished through prayer and fasting. Remember, prayer is communication to God. And remember what happened when Esther decided that he will come to the king. And sabi niya, tell the Jews to pass, you know, to pray and pass for me. Yan ang sabi niya. Prayer is our communication with God. We remember what Brother Marvin said? Remember what Brother Marvin? We are built for prayers. We don't pray, we only pray when we need something. We only pray for us, not for God. We pray for extravagance for others and not for us. We are stuck with habits, tradition, routines, and got lost on why we pray. We want God to deliver us, then we have to pray. You know, the problem is when God delivers, prayer stops. Kuya Del, can you pray for us? Because, you know, my brother or my family is coming to Canada. We pray for the family, and then after the family comes to Canada, they're all gone. Well, nagre-request kayo ng prayer, nung naibigay yung prayer, nawala kayo. You know, Kuya Del, Brother Del, can the church pray for my job? Can you pray for a job? Then the Lord provide the job, and now Sunday, you are no longer to be found. You know what? Next time, we will ask that, Lord, remove their jobs. Because, the truth of the man, Lord, remove their jobs if they will forget you. Yes. Sometimes we have to remember what we ask for, because if we ask for, God will expect something from us. Ang sabi ka, Lord, here, ang sabi, go and gather together all the Jews of Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days. Night or day, my mates and I will do the same. Di ba? Fasting daw, fasting. You know, hindi lang prayer. It's more on fasting. Lesson 4. Oh, listen to this. Tumbusan na ako ng bose. Number 4. Can we have some water? Beauty is not enough. Be righteously courageous. Okay, what do you mean, Brother Adel? You know, just like what I've said, our beauty, let's use it for God's glory. Thank you. Listen to this. Ano sabi ko yan? Beauty is not enough. Be righteously courageous. Listen to this. Not all beautiful are brave. Hindi lahat na maganda, matatapang. Yung iba, bobo. Sorry, but that's the truth. That's the truth. There are so many beautiful women in this world that are using their beauty for the enemy, for the devil's work. Diba? They're using it for what? You know? I don't want to mention example, but you know what I mean. Diba? Oh, example, like the Hollywood actors, you know, they are so pretty, you know, but what are they doing? They're doing what? They will display their body. You know, the most beautiful thing in the world are always hidden. You know, the pearl, right? The beautiful pearl, where can you find it? Under the water, it's been hidden. Right? So don't show up, right? God wants to cover you, and then you're trying to remove all your covers. Beauty is not enough. Be courageously. You know, we need to take courage where it belongs. You know, hindi pwede yung tapang-tapang, di ba? We need to bring our tapang in the right place. Yes. Hindi sa kalsada. Kung tayo maging palengke, oh, tapang ko na, ipag-away ka na ito. No, you don't do that. And listen to this. In doing good things, we are all afraid. Oh, Brother Adele, sila na lang mag-Bible study, nahihiya pa ako. Yeah, I feel ashamed, nahihiya ako. Pero gawa ng kalokohan, kabugas to God, ang tatapang, di ba? Tanongin mo yung kapatid ko. Sa paggawa ng kabugas to God, patapang yan. That was in the past. Sorry. Di ba? Sa paggawa ng masama, ang lalakas ng loob. Di ba? Kaya ko yan. Pero sa paggawa ng mabuti. Di ba? Sila na lang. Hindi ko pa kaya. Natatakot ako. Sila na lang yung pakatay mo. Natatakot ako. We need to speak. We need to raise our conviction to fight what is godly right. Not all rights are godly. Remember that. Ano sabi ni Esther? He said to this, I will go to the king even though it's against the law. And if I perish, I perish. I remember last Wednesday we were discussing this. We have it, remember? The only time where we will be able to follow God is when we are no longer afraid to die. Sino sa inyo takot mamatay? No, wala na. Well, that's the truth, right? Why would you be afraid to die? No. Death here is the presence in the Lord. Right? Makikita ko na yung ano, makikita na natin yung mga mahal natin sa buhay. Sabi niya, if I perish, I perish. Kung mamatay ako, mamatay ako. I will do this. But again, you have, sabi ko doon, righteously courageous. Hindi lang courageous, it should be righteously. Okay. Last page na ako. Sorry, medyo na. And number five, acknowledge God through promise or obedience. Promises or obedience. Esther's obedience saved God's people from the enemy. The reality is that Esther didn't know what would happen when she approached the king. Ito naman, he never knew. She acted in obedience, and by doing so, she was able to save the whole nation and receive the best. You know, despite of the Jewish condition, remember this, God still come through to his promise. God demonstrated his covenant loyalty to the Israelites, and God promised Abraham that he would curse any individual. You know, remember, the Israelites were under the Persians. You know, they are not free. But look at this. Genesis 12:23, this is God's promise to them. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, amen, diba? You and I will curse, and all people on earth will be blessed through you. Is people being blessed because of us, or people are being cursed because of us? You know, the downfall of Haman in itself dramatically illustrated God's faithfulness to his promise. Kaya sabi nga ng asawa ni Haman, remember the wife of Haman? Sabi, the wife of Haman told Haman, if he is a Jew, do not fight him, because eventually he will lose. I guess the wife of Haman knows this. Right? And lastly, before I go to my conclusion, there is nothing small when placed in God's hand. You know, we reap what we sow, do an act of kindness, and it will be rewarded. God sometimes places us in the dark to use us to become the light. God trusts us with small things to see if we can be trusted with bigger things. Mordecai served in a palace as a guard and eventually became the prime minister. If we can be entrusted with small things, then we can be entrusted with bigger things. Honor the Lord by what you have and who you are. As a challenge, no part of our lives is untouched. Walang parte ng buhay natin na hindi alam ng Lord. God is in control of every aspect, whether we want Him to be or not. Whether you like it or not, God is always in control. And there is nothing that is not subjected to Him. And the best thing that we can do for our lives is to search for and surrender our will to Him. God is in control of every event, as in every event, even in our sleeplessness. Remember the king? Ang Lord ang nag-control nun. While you're going through life and trying to make sure you fix all the little pieces of your life, understand this, that there is over and above and below your life a divine architect ordering every detail. And if you belong to Him and our covenant of His love is accomplishing His perfect will, and you can rest in that, and you can rest in that. The Lord is still in the throne. There are challenging times, challenging days to live in. You can become pretty distressed about the way things are going. Minsan talagang mapapagod na tayo, mati-depress na tayo. But there are some times that we will be so frightened. Not so in the kingdom. The divine architect is ordering our lives. Those of us who belong to Him and are in covenant love with Him, He is ordering our lives to His eternal glory. Every part, how wonderful to live in confidence with God. So, if we are beautiful, well, you all do. There's no one here that is beautiful. Do it and use it for the glory of God. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father God, again, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the life of Esther. And we thank you, Lord God, because you have given us the understanding that whatever we have, whether it's small or big, whatever characteristic we have, Lord, we know that we will need to use this for a purpose. There is no accident, Lord God. There is no coincidence. Everything that we do, everything that we face, where we are right now, there is a purpose under heaven. Lord, show us your purpose in our life. Teach us to be humble. Use us, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you because you are the one giving us the courage to face every adversary. Thank you, Lord God, because you have converted all our adversary into a victory. And we thank you, Lord God, because your protection, your provision has no bound. Lord, we bring back all the glory to you because all glory belongs to you alone. Yes. We thank you, Lord God, for your love and for your fellowship. And Lord, we entrust to you the rest of the day. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.